A Russian human rights group is locked in a dispute with the country's security services over what the organization says is a mass grave. It is said to contain as many as 40,000 victims who were executed during the Stalinist terror of the 1930s. And the group says the gravesite is only one of many that exist around the country. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has this report from St. Petersburg.
At first sight, this pristine forest looks like one from an idyllic Russian postcard scene. Rays of sunlight poke through a thick cover of pine and birch trees. But this is no ordinary forest. It's part of a practice artillery range that belongs to the Russian military. It's officially off-limits to outsiders. And underneath the leaves and moss here lies what researchers like Slava Dolinin of the Russian human rights group Memorial say is a gruesome secret. Right now, we're standing on skeletons. Anywhere you dig here, you're likely to find something, Dolinin says. As we come to the middle of the forest, Dolinin points to one of several trenches that Memorial workers have dug clandestinely. At the bottom of the pits are scattered bones. There's part of a lower jaw and what looks to be like part of an arm bone. We found at least five skeletons here, Dolinin says. Maybe more. It's hard to say, since it's possible the people were thrown together on top of one another. We found leg bones intertwined with rib cages. Some of the skeletons recovered here had bullet holes to the back of the skull, the method of execution favored by Stalin's secret police. Based on sample diggings and the testimony of witnesses who once lived nearby, Memorial believes there may be thousands of victims of the Stalinist terror on the territory of the artillery range. But Memorial researcher Irina Fliegas says the former KGB, now called the FSB Security Service, has denied access to their archives. Fliegas says she's met the same intransigence when investigating possible grave sites near former Soviet prison camps in the Gulag archipelago.
We constantly appeal to the FSB with requests for the location of the mass graves. Or if we're talking about labor camps, camp cemeteries, and each time we get the same answer, that these records do not exist.
The military continues to use the range for artillery practice. Fliegas says that's tantamount to desecration. The army also barricaded the main road to the range, making any thorough investigation impossible.
The executions were a crime against humanity, and now we're talking about yet another crime, the cover-up of information by the security services about these graves.
The Russian security service acknowledges only one mass grave near St. Petersburg, a site north of the city where an estimated 24,000 victims were executed from 1918 through the 1950s. There, a memorial cemetery was opened. But former FSB Major General Alexander Mikhailov, who's worked extensively on the issue of mass graves, dismisses calls to set up a monument to victims of repression at the Rzhevsky artillery range. Even, Mikhailov says, if the site does contain some victims of the Great Purges. Mikhailov argues that of the 28 legal codes providing for execution during the Stalinist period, only 10 authorized executions for political crimes. We have to remember that in 1937 and 1938, common criminals were shot together with political prisoners, Mikhailov says, and they were buried in the same places. We could end up putting up a monument, and it might turn out that half the people there are criminals. Human rights researchers say that's a predictable attitude. Russia's never undergone a comprehensive examination of the crimes of the Stalinist past. And opinion polls have shown a majority of Russians view Stalin's legacy as more positive than negative. 79-year-old Natalia Konstantinova calls it a denial complex. When she was 12 years old, her father was rounded up and executed, falsely accused of being a spy. Konstantinova remembers the awkward questions from her friends.
They asked me, "Where is your father? Who's your father? Where is the father?" I said, "Мой отец, сын отечества."
Konstantinova says, as if by reflex, she used to answer proudly, "My father is a son of the fatherland." Konstantinova says the yearly ceremonies dedicated to the victims of Stalin's terror are revealing. She says few people, other than direct descendants of those executed, like herself, bother to show up.
It is our problem, the problem of those whose parents were annihilated. Nobody in Russia thinks that that tragedy was a national tragedy.
Konstantinova believes her father could be among the skeletons buried in the ground under the Rzhevsky artillery range. She hopes that one day a memorial will be erected on the site. But she doubts that will happen anytime soon, since she says not enough people care. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News.